This public radio podcast is supported by New Horizons of Minnesota, helping business analysts translate business needs into team solutions and prep for certified business analysis professional certification. Online at nhmn.org.
Violating a website's terms of service as a criminal act. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Civil libertarians, law professors, and public policy groups are urging a judge to dismiss the case against Lori Drew, who is charged with violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act by using a fictitious name and age on a MySpace account, then using that account to harass a teenage girl who later committed suicide. Federal prosecutors argue Drew broke the law by violating MySpace's terms of service and that her actions on MySpace led to the girl's death. The Electronic Frontier Foundation's Jennifer Granick argues in a new Friend of the Court brief that criminal charges for terms of service violations could turn millions of Americans into criminals.
It's a really tragic case which could lead to a very dangerous expansion of the computer crime law. What we're concerned about is that this theory of prosecution could be read as criminalizing any time a person uses a computer service in violation of the terms of use that are published on the website. This potentially could criminalize the actions of millions of Americans who use websites without either reading the terms of service or who just decide to ignore some of the more frivolous and strange aspects of those terms.
Give me an example of how that could happen and how someone would be affected.
Well, for example, Google's terms of service say that you will not search if you are under the age of 18. So for all of the listeners out there who are under the age of 18 and also use Google, those are people who are violating the terms of use. And if the government is right in this case, that means there's unauthorized access to the Google servers, then all of those people are potentially criminals.
How realistic is it that people would get in trouble for routine violations of terms of service?
Well, it turns out to be very realistic that people get in trouble for this, even though it seems silly, because what will happen is that somebody will do something that the government or a prosecutor doesn't like for some reason unrelated to the violation of the law, and they'll always be able to pin a criminal charge on them because looking at or interpreting the law this way gives them that ammunition.
So I had a security researcher on this show a couple of weeks ago, and he was advising people to intentionally violate the terms of service for Facebook because he thought Facebook's requirement that users reveal their accurate date of birth could lead to privacy violations. So he was saying just give them a fake date of birth. That's something that if things were to go forward, that might be look like a prosecutable offense.
Yes. I mean, under the theory of the prosecution here, giving a fake date of birth, even to protect yourself from identity theft, could be a violation of terms of service and thus a federal crime. Many child safety advocates tell people under the age of majority who use the internet to give a nickname or fake name, don't give your real address and that sort of thing, so that children can use the internet without fear of being approached by adults or predators. And if that's contrary to the terms of service, then that activity could arguably be a crime.
Jennifer Granick is Civil Liberties Director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Other parties signing the Friend of the Court brief include the Center for Democracy and Technology, Public Citizen, and law school professors from around the country. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.